Yours truly, Paul Allen, with my main man, Paul Charchian, feasting at Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center. And you will be hearing from several today joining the 9 to noon radio presentation to discuss some of the behind-the-scenes facets that not only went into this breathtaking facility coming to life, but from a public standpoint, some ways you will be able to get closer to this facility, whether it involves the stadium that's mostly constructed, the training camp, stuff like that, but also via the Vikings Entertainment Network. Now, yours truly has been privileged enough for a decade plus to do a TV show for the Vikings Entertainment Network called Vikings Game Plan. Now, via Fox 9, we also do a game day show called Vikings Game Day Live. At Vikings.com, Wabi and I, following each game, we do something called Between the Lines, and we do a lot of work. I do a lot of work with the Vikings Entertainment Network and Vikings.com, but Vikings.com and the VEN, they put a lot out to the public that really brings the team to life from a public standpoint. And a man who has a lot to do with that, a dear friend of mine, is the vice president of content and production. The way I look at it, he runs the Vikings Entertainment Network and oversees a lot of the content that gets put out to the public. His name is Brian Harper, and he joins us now. Hi.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, your new home is breathtaking.
Yeah, it's great. I've got lost a couple of times.
You need a compass.
You definitely need a compass.
I lost my compass and ended up in the general manager's office. And after I got admonished, the co-host wanted me to like start pushing for a certain quarterback, and I said, "Nah, that's going too far." So once we get our bearings, everything will be completely squared away, right?
Yep.
Now you had the advantage, Brian, of being in at the ground level of everything that you need to produce great content that comes out of the Vikings, Vikings.com, the Vikings Entertainment Network, from concept to execution here at the new facility. So tell us a little bit about, you know, when you're dreaming up all the things you need, you know, what goes into that, and then, you know, you don't always get everything that you want, but you get a lot of what you want, and what ended up happening here, and what are the facilities like here?
Yeah,
what are the advantages of content production here as opposed to what you had before?
Right. I mean, it was great what we had at Winter Park and the ability to kind of dive into having a studio and being able to create that content to put in front of our fans. But after, you know, when you work there for so long, you realize, mm-hmm. okay, if we ever had a chance to do this differently, this is what we would do. And you just start taking notes. I mean, so this has been coming together for 7 or 8 years. And then, you know, this process started 2.5 years ago, and they're sitting there, all right, this is what we want, and then you make a case, and you show all the analytics that go behind it and why you should do this, and here's what's successful, and here's what other teams have done, and so forth, and you present that case to ownership, and mm-hmm. thankfully they love all this. I mean, it's great. So you have that support. You have support from Rick and Coach and the players. They all know us. And
this entire facility is privately funded.
Correct.
So therefore, now you're looking at the privately funded facility. Oh, and by the way, on top of it, if there's any way I can have a studio that didn't used to be a racquetball court, can we start the conversation there, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Winter Park's deal was 420 square feet, and just our main TV studio now is 1,760 square feet. That doesn't
wow.
count the other spaces, like your deal, the radio bit.
Yeah.
Can be doing all your shows out here if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, to that point, help
listen. Winter Wonderland Wednesdays.
Brian, help people and help fans know how the content that they have been getting is going to be better now with all of the advantages that you have here.
Well, really for us, it's a little bit of it will be speed.
Mm-hmm.
The efficiency side of things is going to be great. So from a workflow standpoint, we used to have to capture a bunch of stuff and then go back and edit it and then post it. But the way to work now, we'll have the option to go live with
stream
things.
Directly from
stream it to
okay.
the app or
yeah.
to social, you know, whatever it is. It's just going to depend on each individual piece of content where it makes sense to go with it. But
yeah.
I mean, think from that standpoint, you don't have to produce it on the back end,
right?
So that's going to save time. It's going to allow us to do more. Give us some great flexibility, and I think, you know, I really look at this coming year as a year of educating folks, learning, and really look then to 2019 to where we're really going to have it honed in.
Mm-hmm.
But just what we're going to be able to bring to the table this year is exciting, and I can't wait to get some feedback from fans as we move forward.
Same.
Is there Are there opportunities for fans to interface with this building? How will fans, well, not just necessarily this building, but, you know, we're going to have training camp here. Talk about how fans are going to be able to, you know, be here in Egan.
Yeah, I saw
and
a guy outside in
do.
A Burgundy 8, and he wants in and wants to get to the second level. And I told him,
that's
man,
right.
You got to wait till Wednesday like the rest of us, okay?
I think, you know, from a fan standpoint, obviously a lot of it's going to go around training camp and,
yeah.
and the stadium and what events end up coming to the stadium. As we move forward, that project is still going, and we'll run into June. So we'll still have to learn a little bit about how that's going to work. Our focus, as it was with the stadium, and as it is with content, is always mm-hmm. the best fan experience we can possibly have. One thing that we will be able to do, though, in the studio that I mentioned a second ago, the team meeting room, the auditorium, which is really nice, holds about 170 people.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
There's an acoustic wall that divides the team meeting room from the actual studio space. So if we did want to do a live TV show or have some sort of audience for the TV show, whether we use our rewards program to get people out or whatever, we'll have the ability to do that, which will be crazy.
A lot of people
unique.
Are clamoring to watch Bursich film
and
see exactly how he goes through analyzing the adversary down the road.
I think I remember we had maybe two or three people out one time ever. at the previous TCL Studios at Winter Park, and it was way too many people in the room, and Bursich was stinking it up. So
that'd be
paid.
For those who do watch Vikings Game Plan, and we do do the film segment with Pete Bursich, which is one of my very favorite moments of that show because he's an elite football mind. Hopefully I'm not putting you and or the VE in a bad spot here, but. Like for future endeavors with Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center and things changing with what the public will hear and or see, are there going to be capabilities to take things to the next steps graphically and from a design standpoint and stuff like that?
Absolutely. I mean, that comes into your prep work and what you put in advance. But as I was mentioning about workflow, all that stuff will be created. And we'll have operators in the control room that can just kind of add that as you go.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dedicated screen for film, interactive touch screen, 85 inches, I think. We'll have various areas within that 1,760 square feet. There's four of them to be exact, a main desk, an informal area where mm-hmm. you have more relaxed style content like we're sitting here right now. A stand-up area with vertical TVs that, if you want to, can be slid together to create additional programming opportunities.
Well, the facility's been around, for those to work in for a week, right?
Yeah, we've been here for a week.
Yeah, you've been here for a week. So, you've been in your new home for a week.
We've figured it all out.
Everybody's still all wide-eyed. But, 9 to noon, what area would you call this where we are now?
Where we're sitting right outside the Gatorade Fuel Bar.
Okay, by the field house.
Yeah, right next to the field house.
But when 9 to noon does radio shows for organized team activities, mini camp, training camp, charge. The exclusive Wilf Perch is very much back in play.
Oh, good. Yeah. I want that.
So the radio shows will be executed from the exclusive Wilf Perch overlooking four perfectly manicured practice fields.
Ooh.
It's an easy trip down with the wireless to do the drive-bys.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Vikings Entertainment Network, our beloved VEN, there's a radio studio where we can, who knows, maybe even next week, we can do radio shows from a dedicated studio.
Yeah.
That's a full-fledged radio studio, man. That excites me so much.
It's not just for radio. We can do podcasts, any type of audio-driven activity. We'll have a PTZ camera. That's a pan-tilt zoom, basically a robo-cam that in the room to send that to the stream.
Yeah.
It's great. There's so many possibilities. And we've got cabling out the wazoo at this place, so we'll be able to just plug in and go from anywhere.
Sweet.
It's my favorite place to have cable.
Yeah, plug and play, just like free agency and stuff.
Yeah, that's
what
right.
The VEN
as one example.
Plug and play operation.
Yeah. So you got all.
I feel like wearing burgundy, but anyway.
You have all this new equipment. You've got all these new studios. You've got new edit suites, and you got new radio, and you've got all of these new things, and yet you still have the same old Wobby.
What's wrong with the same old Wobby?
Are you gonna let? He's all alone in Winter Park. You haven't let him in here yet. Yeah. At some point, are you gonna stick with the old Wobby, or are you gonna upgrade the Wobby?
I think we need to upgrade the Wobby, but he's, you know, he's adverse to change. He's not much on change, so I can't wait. He's on vacation this week, but when he walks in this building next week, I've got to be here when he walks in here the first time.
I'll stick up for the Wobs. I believe when he rolls into Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center, it will be a refreshed new version of Wobby. Not that a new is needed, and he'll come in here and fire bullets, and everybody will make money. How's that sound?
Sounds great to me.
Anything else we need to know about some things the public can expect, maybe, I don't know, beginning like with training camp during the season with the Vikings Entertainment Network?
Yeah, I mean, I just think stay tuned to all of our platforms, whichever one that the fans, you know, consume on, and whatever one for each specific person.
Yeah.
There's going to be new stuff everywhere, a lot of great, great stuff. We'd love to hear feedback, so just keep an eye out.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Brian.
No, I appreciate it.
Brian Harper is Vice President of Content and Production for the Minnesota Vikings, works with the Vikings Entertainment Network.